You're listening to Maya Mana, Whispers to the Heart, a series of reflections within, and I'm glad you're here. We start with a short poem titled Guilt. What a shame to let shame be your story. You felt the remorse, but sunk into despair, and now you use it to justify your feelings of feeling sorry. And I'm sorry, but that was never meant to be the case. Guilt exists to spark change. God gives grace, but the devil commits to spinning something like guilt into a cycle of self-hate. So who do you think took your light-filled remorse and added that dark weight to keep you stuck in the same place? Guilt has a purpose, and it's meant to be for our benefit. Number one, guilt is a form of guidance. It comes up to show you, oh, you can do better. And number two, it's a push for change. It makes change a little easier because it's such a yucky feeling and we wish to avoid it. If we didn't have guilt, how would we always know when we're wrong and why would we try to change? Especially when our egos and prides become strong, they would forever take over. So guilt shows us what to change and makes change easier because we wish to avoid that yucky feeling. But it is not there to make our lives unbearable. Part of guilt's plan is to direct, guide, and push you towards a better version of you. What is not part of guilt's plan is to push you down into a state of self-hatred and self-loathing. That's the devil's plan. He will take anything, especially something meant to better us, and flip it into something to hurt us and keep us down. Because when we are down and stuck in a cycle of shame, it's really difficult to change. We don't even feel worthy of change, and it becomes paralyzing. Guilt is a mercy, but if guilt took you further from faith, further from Allah and His mercy, then it has gone way too far. It's like anger that is there to promote courage and help you stand up for yourself and against injustices, but when it goes too far, it becomes destructive. That was never the purpose of anger. And we'll talk more about anger in another episode, inshallah. But the point here is, every emotion has a balance. And a balanced version of guilt is one that helps you, guides you, and supports you. But unbalanced, it makes you hate yourself, paralyzes you, and makes you forget Allah's mercy. What happens is, we often get confused because guilt is such a yucky feeling. So how can it be good for us when it feels so wrong? Then we associate our entire being with that feeling as if we ourselves are yucky and completely wrong. But I'll give you an example of a feeling we wish to avoid, but it's actually good for us. It's like touching a hot stove and the nerves on your skin burn. The burning is not there to hurt you or punish you, but to tell you, hey, this is hot and damaging for you. So your guilt is not there to hurt you or punish you, but to tell you, hey, this is damaging for you. And think of children who, when you tell them don't touch the stove, it doesn't always stop them from touching it. They touch it once and get burned, but again, it may not have taught them to stop. However, if they touch the stove long enough and it really burns and it leaves a scar, then they will remember to not touch the stove because they wish to avoid that feeling. And for some of us, with our stubbornness, our guilt gets stronger and stronger, not to punish us, but because it has to overpower the stubbornness. It has to be strong enough for us to push us to make those changes. And it is a mercy because through our guilt, Allah guides us, accepts our repentance, and shows us we are better than this. It is not meant to harm us. What is harmful is never feeling guilty. There are people in this world who have conditions that do not allow them to feel any physical pain. And at first you might think that's a blessing, but no, these people live in constant danger. They're breaking bones without knowing. They're burning their skins on stoves. Sometimes it leads to amputations. They're walking on infections they cannot feel. Their appendix can burst and they wouldn't know. So without pain, their bodies suffer more. And in the same way, without guilt, our souls would suffer far more as well. So do not allow your guilt to be the source of your suffering when it was meant to lead you towards salvation. Do not allow it to make you lose hope in Allah or in yourself or your situation. Your mistakes are not your entire identity. The shaitan would love for you to believe that because there you forget Allah's mercy and love. And you have a hard time moving forward towards a better version of you. So do not let your guilt or your mistakes become your entire identity, because we are not our mistakes. We are our returns. Whatever mistakes you've made, you need to dust yourself off and join the club, because we're all out here making mistakes. We cannot skip this part of life. It is part of our creation to make mistakes. But as certain as that is, we need to be more certain that it is part of Allah's nature to be the most forgiving, the pardoner, the most merciful, the gentle, the patient, and the one who accepts repentance. This is not an excuse to justify our wrongs and not feel guilty, but merely to let guilt fulfill its purpose and not become unbalanced. Now, we talk about making those changes. It feels so hard to admit certain things and to make certain changes, but so much of this is our egos and our prides. It is difficult to face our guilt, it really is, but deep down, something in you knows there was a better way to respond, or a better way to cope, or a different approach to take, or what have you. So this is an invitation to meet your guilt as if it's a kind, compassionate friend nudging you towards a better version of yourself. Anything beyond that is just that evil enemy trying to make you hate yourself more that you can't even face it, that you must find a way to defend the wrongs, or puts you in a freeze state where you cannot be bothered. And maybe you can't go back to fix some mistakes. Maybe you want to go back and apologize and it's too much, but at least you can vow to do better next time. And if you fall and slip, which will likely happen because we're human, then you face the guilt again and do it again. But with every fall, you become stronger. And sometimes the fall makes the guilt worse, which then makes our commitment stronger. Which brings me to the final point of letting guilt fulfill its purpose. When we let guilt fulfill its purpose, then it can slowly leave. For its purpose is not here to stay forever, just long enough to guide you and better you. It's just that friend that wants the best for you. And once you take a step in that direction, the friend can leave you until its next visit. And like any good friend, we should welcome them and be excited for the gifts they bring. And this friend brings the gift of beautiful growth. So let your guilt fulfill its purpose, and you do not need to jump and make huge reparations. Make it easy on yourself so that it's sustainable. Just take that step in the right direction and keep taking steps. We do not need leaps. And your reflection of the day is, what's one thing you feel guilty about? And what small, realistic step can you take to respond to it with growth instead of shame? Some examples include, you snapped at a loved one, maybe try texting them a kind compliment today, or even try apologizing. Maybe you've missed prayers or haven't prayed in a while. Start with just one, or do an extra one. Perhaps you said something in anger. Admit it to yourself without excuses and justifications. Perhaps you keep avoiding your responsibilities. Try tackling the smallest task first that brings you the least amount of dread. Or you hurt someone years ago. Make a sincere dua, a sincere prayer for their well-being, and donate to charity on their behalf. It could even be a dollar. Take care and talk soon.